Welcome to the Reformed Journal Podcast, the poetry edition, where we engage with the world of contemporary poetry from a generously reformed perspective. Find us at reformjournal.com. This is the poetry edition of the Reformed Journal Podcast. We come to you regularly to listen to a poet read a poem and talk about where the poem came from. I'm Rose Postma, and today our guest is Joe Taylor. Joe is a retired 35-year English teacher from Georgia. Her first collection of poems is called Strange Fire. Today we're talking with Joe about her poem, How to Reconcile with a Brother. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Rose. I'm so happy to be here. I enjoy the Reformed Journal. I look forward to it in my inbox every day.
Perfect. Well, let's just start and have you read your poem.
Okay. How to Reconcile with a Brother, after Ellen Bass. I could build him a barn, a big one, as wide as the sky, red, to show my love and to confess I share the same blood that courses his veins. I would make it tall and sturdy out of the same materials Noah used in the ark. And if I had difficulty finding gopher wood, I would surf the internet for a tree of equal hardness, or consult with the Sidonians. No one knows timber like the Sidonians. Just ask King Solomon. And if I had other questions, building suppliers would get back to me eventually, even provide how-to videos before I drove the first nail. We might break bread. I can imagine my efforts to fry squirrel or rabbit, stirring up a little brown gravy from the grease and juices, might do the trick. Or I could lavish scads of shiny objects on him because reconciliation is costly. Glitter and glitz work miracles, and a diamond is a friend to most members of the human species, not just to the subset Marilyn advocated for in the 50s. Should I consider a game? Maybe one called Risk. One in which I would wager it all for the chance to laugh again.
Thank you so much. Talk about this poem. Where does it come from? Where are you going with it?
Well, Rose, I am number 7 of 9 children, and a large farming family. And, you know, there were always little squeamishes and fights with the brothers and sisters, too. Actually, 5 girls and 4 boys. So, but you know, Mom and Dad handled that pretty well. But when we got to be adults, it was a little bit different. You know, we just relationship problems, and then you're bringing in other people to the family. So it got to be a little bit more than that. So over the years, there were these little fights, and you know, you can't let it go on because you love your siblings, and nothing is worth, you know, losing that relationship. So basically, I was taking a class with Ellen Bass, the wonderful poet and teacher, and she had a poem on how to, I think she labeled hers, how to, apologize to a brother. And she invited us to write our own, and that's what I did. So that's where it comes from.
Well, I love that, because little known fact, I'm the oldest of 9, 6 girls, 3 boys. So I can take this. This is great. And it's the dynamic you're talking about. I have a family group chat, and someone said something that was basically going to rank everyone. And my mom steps in and says, we have a family vacation coming up, everyone. Tread lightly.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Even when I found out that when your brothers and sisters ask you for advice and you lovingly give them the best advice you can, they're not really wanting it. They would really rather you listen. So, you know, things like that cause a little bit of on the outs sometime.
Yeah, and you capture that well. But I'm also really interested in sort of the move you make into the biblical, where you incorporate those references, even though you're talking about a much more contemporary situation. How do you make that move, or where do you know when to do that? What is that like for you?
I'm not really sure when I know how to make the move, but I have such a background with my faith. We were raised in the church, and I feel like I have a good background for just knowing the allusions.
Yeah.
And so I find that a lot of my poetry actually references the Bible in some way. So that's where it comes from. It's just an innate part of me, I think.
Well, yeah, and that's how it feels when I read it, right? It feels like these moves are very just natural to you and your and what you're thinking about. And it's not this contrived, now I'm going to talk about Noah. So I really appreciated that about this poem.
Good.
Why don't you read it for us a second time and we can hear it again with fresh ears.
Okay. How to Reconcile with a Brother, after Ellen Bass. I could build him a barn, a big one, as wide as the sky, red, to show my love and to confess that I share the same blood that courses his veins. I would make it tall and sturdy out of the same materials Noah used in the ark. And if I had difficulty finding gopher wood, I would surf the internet for a tree of equal hardness, or consult with the Sidonians. No one knows timber like the Sidonians. Just ask King Solomon. And if I had other questions, building suppliers would get back to me eventually, even provide how-to videos before I drove the first nail. We might break bread. I can imagine my efforts to fry squirrel or rabbit, stirring up a little brown gravy from the grease and juices, might do the trick. Or I could lavish scabs or shiny objects on him, because reconciliation is costly. Glitter and glitz work miracles, and a diamond is a friend to most members of the human species, not just to the subset Marilyn advocated for in the 50s. Should I consider a game, maybe one called risks, one in which I would wager it all for the chance to laugh again?
Thank you so much for that reading and the conversation and thinking more about our families.
Yes, thank you, Rose. It's been a pleasure.
You can read Joe's poem, How to Reconcile with a Brother, at reformjournal.com. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for listening to the Reform Journal podcast, the poetry edition. Be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And until the next time, explore all the great poetry on the Reform Journal website.